Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Pel Yoitz, Shir number 22. Avos Ish V'Isha, the very important topic of how a spouse, a husband, should love his wife, and a wife should love her husband. And we mentioned yesterday that first we'll be discussing here the responsibility from the husband to the wife. And how we mentioned it is a choiv, it is an obligation, this is a responsibility. Just like we have a mitzvah d'oraisa of loving Hashem, you have a mitzvah d'oraisa of loving your spouse. Now I want to focus for a second on that statement I just mentioned. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of achas mi mitzvahs tayag mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to love your wife. Shechayiv lo oyavo kegufo yulechabda yoyitz megufo. Based in the Gemara in Yevamis, samach beizim et beiz. A person has to also remind himself that there are other mitzvahs to do as well. And what the Pel Yoyitz here discusses is that many times there's a yitzhar with everything we do. Even in the mitzvahs that we do, there's a yitzhar as well. And the person will say, I have to focus on shalom bayis, so I can't go learn a night. So let's remind ourselves of a Mishnah in Perkei Avos that the Pel Yoyitz brings over here. It's in Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Al tar bet sicha ima isha. Don't speak too much with a lady. Now, which lady are we talking about over here? This is Beishtoi Amru, with a person's wife. Shekol amar bet sicha ima isha, goyrim ro la'atzma yubaitil midivri Torah. He is going to cause evil to himself. And we're not learning the Perkei Avos all the pshatim now. We're just taking the actual words. He's going to mevatil himself from divrei Torah. V'soifa yerish gehenim. What does he accomplish? What does he inherit? Gehenim. Now that does not mean to say chas v'shalom a person should not spend some time with his wife. Of course he should, but a person should also know le'ivra laila elu l'giris. A night was created for Talmud Torah, for learning, which means that even when people have children. And they have little babies and little children to take care of. This is not the approach to say, I have the children. I want to draw your attention to a text which we don't have in front of us, which is the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. What does the Rambam say over there? He goes through a whole list of who is chayv in Talmud Torah, who is obligated to learn Torah. And he says whether a person is healthy or whether he's not healthy, he's chayav to learn Torah. Whether a person is wealthy, whether a person is not wealthy, he's chayav to learn Torah. And he goes through the whole list. Then he says, afilu, even if the person is a family man, he has a wife and children. In other words, you're going through the whole list. And the one of the most difficult situations that you still have to squeeze in to make sure you learn Torah, you know what that is? That's even if you have a wife and children. I'm saying this to you, and to those on the recording, of course, because there are times that I'm familiar with, that people, Baruch Hashem, are blessed with children. They're blessed with children. Baruch Hashem, very nice. V'chein yirbu, more children. And then, you know, they disappear. I don't see them sometimes for a while. I mean, I see them here and there. They go to shul. But what happened to the storm, the kvius atayra? We have to, of course, I'm not saying don't help your wife and don't help, I'm not saying don't help your children, of course, help them. But we have to realize this has to be part of the Seder Hayoyim. Like Evra Laila Elul Agirs. Back inside over here. The Ikira Ava, he Avas Anefesh. What is the main love you're supposed to have for your wife? What is the main love you're supposed to have for your wife? So until now, we spoke about the physical love. Meaning what? Love her, kegufoy, like your own body. You love yourself physically. Honor her. Honor your wife. Nice clothing, jewelry, flowers. The little things also, they make a difference. In fact, the little ones are more important than the big ones. That doesn't mean a nice diamond ring wouldn't be nice. But the little ones are even more important. Here he's taking a whole different twist. What's the whole main focus? V'ikir ha'ava hi'avas ha'nefesh v'olav mutu lo'ichicho b'noyim siach u'ladrich b'darch yetzniyus l'archikim l'oshin horo v'kas u'klolus v'azkar z'Hashem l'vatolo. V'chaheino seder noshim v'seder nezikin. What is he telling us over here? The husband has to educate his wife in the proper way. You know how you educate somebody? You lead by example. That's what that means. You lead by example. That doesn't mean to say you can't teach halachas. Also, you sit down at a table. You say over hashkafa inyanim. It does not just have to be Shabbos. Every night of the week, you come sit down, your supper. You say some Torah. Uladricha b'darach yetznius. Now this is extremely important. Extremely important. And the Chavetz Chaim has a sefer Geder Olam. Mitzvah Shem, one day we'll learn it together. And the Chavetz Chaim elaborates on this point. That's the husband's responsibility to make sure his wife dresses appropriately. And the Chavetz Chaim goes a tremendous detail that la'asid lavoy, if he doesn't, and when he gets punished, he has no excuses to say, well, that's my wife, she dressed like that. No, says the Chavetz Chaim, in the proper way, the husband has to educate his wife about the importance of tznius. Tznius brings bracha to the house. And this tznius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina Shoyer in the house. Continue with Hashem with Pel Yoitz on this topic tomorrow.